USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, and three other organizers involved in an online fundraising campaign to build a private wall on the U.S.-Mexico border were arrested this week for allegedly defrauding investors. President Trump reacts to the news.
It sounded to me like showboating, and I think I let my opinion be very strongly stated at the time. I didn't like it. It was showboating and maybe looking for funds.
A federal indictment says the four defendants skimmed hundreds of thousands of dollars from the border wall project. President Trump holding a campaign rally in the swing state of Pennsylvania, and Joe Biden will formally accept his party's nomination for president, capping off the 2020 Democratic National Convention. Biden will be accepting the nomination from his home state of Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana tests positive for coronavirus and is quarantining, his office saying he's strictly following the direction of our medical experts and strongly encourage others to do the same. A Portland man was charged with assaulting a U.S. Marshal using a baseball bat during a riot at the city's federal courthouse last month. The man is accused of striking a federal officer in the upper back, neck, and shoulder area as officers attempted to break up a crowd in downtown Portland in the early hours of July 27th. A video went viral that showed Adam Hayner and his girlfriend being attacked in Portland late last week as well. Hayner explains the lead-up to the assault.
Someone was down there that got a bag taken. I seen the bag taken right in front of me, and I'm just like, they were hitting the person, so I just tried to step in between it, just trying to get the crowd to spread a little bit. By the end of it, you know, I'm wrecked and unconscious on the side of the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is testifying before the Senate on Friday and testifying in front of the House next week. DeJoy will be testifying about plans that were set in place to shake things up at the Postal Service ahead of the election day. After lots of public outcry, those plans were put on hold until after the election. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox Business he can't believe now that Democrats are politicizing the post office.
Well, there's nothing the Democrats won't politicize. First the pandemic, now they're trying the mail offices. I mean, think about it. If you listen to the convention last night, they have no message for America. So they rely on misinformation and mailbox myths. You have now the postmaster, who's actually run businesses successfully, made them efficient, and the Democrats are complaining about things that have happened during the Obama administration. So the postmaster literally said decisions that he did not make, he's making sure they're stopped between now and the election. There is more than enough money in the post office to run it throughout the election.
And finally, there's now an indefinite global party ban in place at Airbnb listings. The company says it applies to parties and events. The ban comes with an occupancy limit at all listings. Only 16 people will be allowed at an Airbnb location. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.